And let's continue on the KCII Football Friday preview show. It's now time for our Football Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Sigourney Keota's Carson Crawford. Carson, congratulations on the honor this week, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
So, Carson, it seems like your team's really starting to hit their stride after a tough start to the season, albeit against some very good teams, including SK Regina. Seems like the team's starting to find their groove. What's been the big contributor to where you found success?
Yeah, we might not have the record and all, but our team has came together in these past 2 weeks. Leaders have stepped up. I mean, Luke and Cole, just, I don't know, we have had some bad things happen to us these past week or two, and I think that's really helped. It's really helped our team come together as one and whole, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, it started, as you mentioned, 0-2. It was a tough start. Specifically, what was the mindset of the team afterwards? It sounds like able to respond to adversity pretty well. But the weeks after that in practice, were you pretty focused? What was the mindset going in trying to right the ship?
We knew we had to come in, focus, and get down, know what we had to, like, accomplish. We knew we had to work on our positions, get better at them, find our groove. That's about it.
Carson, some personal goals that you set out for this season coming into the year?
Some personal goals I wanted to make it to playoffs at least and exceed beyond that point, which we still have a chance.
Okay, well, of course, with SK and what they've done for a while now is that unique offense. I know when I played SK back in the day, it was the toughest week in practice, that was for sure, trying to get used to the offense. How do you like the unique offense with that spinner back?
I like it a lot. As long as your linemen get it done up front, it's pretty simple from there.
I know it's an offense that relies on a lot of deception, trying to hide the football from the defense. I'm sure you've been doing it for a lot of years, but how hard was it to really pick up?
Well, we've been running it since 5th and 6th grade football, so it's pretty simple from now, or pretty simple now because we've been running it for so long.
Well, Carson, last year, of course, you played as well on that team, but this year, kind of that feature back, been a great start to the season running the football. What kind of leadership role have you really taken on in this junior year? You said some other leaders on the team, but specifically you, what was the big leap leadership-wise that you see from last year to this year?
Well, I knew I had to step up because we lost a big role last year, Avery Moore. I knew I had to step up and show some leadership since he had such a big part in that.
Well, next question here about football, of course, Coach Jared Jensen. He's been here a while now. What's kind of Coach Jensen's philosophy as a coach, and what do you like about him?
I really like him a lot. I mean, he never sugarcoats anything. He tells you how it is. I have him as a track coach, too, so I'm pretty good with him.
To finish up on football, you got a big one tonight. Of course, homecoming, you host Columbus Community. Be able to look at some of their film. What can you expect tonight against the Wildcats?
Well, I know they have a good quarterback, and he pretty much runs the show. If we just got to get him stopped, and if we have a good offense, we should be able to take the win.
So to get away from football, some other sports you're in, you're obviously in baseball and track. To put you on the spot, do you have a favorite?
I really like baseball. It's just something that you don't have to really worry about a lot. You just can go out there and play, and you don't have to worry about, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain it.
Very good. Well, as I just mentioned, homecoming, it is this week. You've had a lot of festivities, I know. I'm sure you're really pumped for the game tonight, probably one of your favorites. But outside of that, what are some of your favorite homecoming festivities?
I kind of like spirit games myself. We get to play volleyball, and the girls get to play football. It's just something to switch it up.
Did your team win?
We got second.
Oh, very good. Very fun. Well, outside of this, of course, homecoming, when you're not involved in all these different sports, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like hanging out with friends and just getting away from everything.
Well, last question before I let you go, Carson. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
I'm pretty honest, pretty upfront.
Well, Carson, congratulations once again on the honor. Thanks for joining me here today, and good luck tonight against Columbus.
Thank you.
That was Sigourney Kyoto football player Carson Crawford joining us as this week's Football Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And last week's victory over Van Buren, Carson rushed for 166 yards and 3 scores to lead the Cobras as they starting to find their groove. Best of luck to Carson and the Cobras the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.